pattern in 8. For the class for tonight, and for chapter 7, it's like using assessment to guide instruction. So I'll just read over the contents for that. So it's like assessment bridges to quality instruction, classroom cleanup time, reading aloud to others, research project, science labs, mathematics, in the specialist classroom, collecting evidence of learning at post-secondary, and the big picture. So it seems like there's like a decent amount in this chapter. So maybe we can talk about like each one briefly. So yeah. Maybe we'll start with like assessment bridges to quality instruction and classroom cleanup time. If we just have any thoughts on that, I guess, just in general. I think like, I don't know, it just like goes into lesson planning, like probably the closure part for like cleanup if you're doing like the backwards by design stuff, or yeah, I don't know, that those two are just kind of like little introductions to the,
what does it mean by like classroom cleanup time?
It just says like the students talked about helping to clean up at home and in the park. I don't know, the teacher explained that we need to keep our school tidy as well. So yeah, I think it's just like learning to clean up after themselves, like maybe getting them to clean up, like helping with cleaning up the lesson or something.
Okay.
I think, yeah, too, like, that's, it goes with, like, building skills where they work together, because, like, it talks about a lot about, like, them working together to clean it up, not everybody doing their own piece, so, like, the whole, like, classroom community, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's, like, there's, like, a list here, so it's, like, maybe you can make a list for them to do, like each day or something too.
Yeah.
Which might be good. I know like during my pre-interns, like it was a grade 3-4 class, and like the kids were like at the end of the day, my co-op teacher, she like got them to all help like clean up the classroom before they went home.
And you can do like classroom jobs where like each kid, you know, does this for the week. So each kid, or this kid is, you know, pushing all the chairs in, and this kid's making sure the desks are straight or whatever. And then students have a role in the classroom and they know exactly what their expectations are.
Yeah, I like that. One of the teachers that I was with during my like pre-internship did that, and the kids ate it up. They loved it so much.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I like that. What do you think like it teaches them?
I think like responsibility.
Go for it.
And like they, you know, like when you have a job to do, you have to do that job, right? It's your responsibility. You have to do it. It's yours and only you. So it kind of builds that, like, I don't even know the word I'm looking for, but like,
yeah.
It like holds them accountable for stuff too.
Yeah, accountability.
Kind of creates that respect for their classroom and surroundings and everything too, and they are responsible of it.
And then like it also is kind of like a good classroom management strategy, because it's like if you just said like, okay, clean up, then like someone's gonna be mad that Susie is pushing in the chairs when they wanted to, and like it gives them all a chance to do all those things, and then they're not gonna be upset about it.
Yeah.
And for that reason we decided to count and make
Yeah, I like that.
And too, then the teacher doesn't have to worry about cleaning up as much when students have their roles, you know?
Yeah.
It kind of takes more off of you.
I feel like they like helping too.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. And then, yeah, the chapter kind of just says, like, reading aloud to others, so. I'm not too sure what this is. I think it's like just teaches them like how to listen mainly, probably, for reading aloud to the students, like, I don't know, like listen to the speaker probably. Yeah, it's just cool.
On the one page, there's that picture, and it's like the student reload chart until you're peer assessing your classmates' reading, and so it just gives them that extra sense of like assessment, I think. It's just a different way of doing peer assessment, I guess.
Oh, okay, like would it be kind of like assessment, like peer assessment then?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I kind of like how sometimes we do like group projects and have to like present to one another, maybe.
I've never heard of like people like peer assessing reading though, like reading aloud to other people and then having your classmates assess you. Like, that feels weird to me.
Yeah, I guess it can be like a lot of things. Hey? Okay, and then it just the chapter kind of talks about research project and science labs, mathematics, which I think are just more like what you would do if you're teaching those. And in the specialist classroom, so see what those are. I don't know, it kind of just wraps up after that, like, and then collecting evidence of learning at post-secondary, so, and the big picture. But maybe we can move on to, like, the next chapter here, so... the chapter 8 is collecting, organizing, and presenting evidence. So the contents for that are making the process work, reconsidering evidence, collections, purpose, possibility to profiles, and taking the time. So I think it's just like kind of a little bit of an add-on from last week of like, you know, maybe getting that evidence and like collecting and organizing. It sounds
making sure you're being mindful in the assessment process.
Yeah.
Really paying attention to what you're assessing.
Yeah. It says like making the process work. So there's like four key things. So like keep it simple, involve students, help students and parents value the evidence, reconsider evidence collections. So I like the simple one because I realized like when I was doing my pre-interns as well, like, I don't know, the lessons would be like not so simple. And like, I wish I like simplified them maybe a bit more.
And I think like in terms of like assessment, like that's really important because you like, you don't want to have like all this stuff to like grade and like mark and then like have to organize it and make it make sense. Like if you just like keep it simple and have like the certain things that you need, like you don't need to do more than you should or should have to, or I guess, I don't know, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, totally. It's like work smarter, not harder.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you make a bunch of big assignments, you have to grade them all.
Yeah.
So
and that's on you.
Yeah, exactly. It's,
yeah. Maybe like everybody has their own little system of how they do it. Hey.
Yeah.
Which is good. Okay, yeah, because, yeah, I don't know, I learned a lot about that on, like, the hands-on. I was like, oh, simplicity is, like, really key for this job. Mm-hmm.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, I was like, wow, I was even overcomplicating things. But,
I think everyone, like, doing, like, pre-internship or internship realizes that.
Yeah, hey?
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah, because I thought, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I think everybody needs to learn that, so. And then involving students, I think that's, it just talks about that. Being accommodating. Creating, like, those opportunities. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's good. I mean, it just has a lot of good advice, I think, just in these chapters. And then the last little bit here, I think, for the chapters, helps parents and students value the evidence. And then just, like, reconsidering evidence collections as well. So, yeah, maybe just, like, parent involvement, like...
Or I would even say, like, it comes back to that, like, simplicity thing. Like, if a parent wants to see an assignment or, like, how they were assessed or, like, how they got this mark, like, it makes it easy for the parent to understand, too, if you have it simpler.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I was going to say, yeah. Like, because parents will sometimes just decide that they don't like the mark you gave or whatever. And that way, if you have the evidence, you can show them and be like, oh, this is exactly why.
And if it's simple, then the parents, like, can't really, like, ask questions or make up something crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah, I hear that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want that? Yeah, I don't know. I think that's, like, basically the whole chapter. Like, it just has some cool diagrams that... has ways you can, like, list your evidence and, like, writing further on into the evidence. I can just, like, T-charts. And then, yeah, just, like, creating maybe a portfolio per student to talk about. I think that as well here. I think, yeah, portfolio would be good for...
Much
yeah,
because then you can have just a bunch of folders with everything all organized.
Yeah.
And two, like, once they're, even the younger ones can kind of create their own portfolios or have a part in making it. You don't have as much work to do.
Oh, it'd be cute if they, like, decorated it too or something, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, got excited about it.
The young ones would love that. Even older ones too would love that.
Totally, yeah. Everybody, I just like, I really like art, so I feel like any chance you can kind of tie in that, like, somebody's, like, creative side with also, like, their intelligent side, like, I think that's just, well, like, I don't know, like, just other, like, parts of
them. It makes them work harder.
Yeah, totally.
You can push them out of their comfort zone if they're not a huge fan of art.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But yeah, that's basically the whole chapter, so.
Well, we made it to 7:20. Mm-hmm. He said he might give us the 7:25, but.
Yeah.